It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a health warning about what we're all doing wrong when cooking chicken. Bill Cosby's accuser, Andrea Constant, opens up about the night of her assault and the effect one cup of coffee can have on your relationships.
But first, the average American spends the vast majority of their income. The typical household earns over $74,600 a year, this according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But most families spend over $57,000 before taxes. The biggest category is housing at over $18,000 yearly. That includes rent or mortgage payments as well as upkeep. The next largest expense is transportation, over $9,000. Experts say the more expensive a car is to buy, the more expensive it will be to insure and maintain. The average family spends over $7,200 on food. Over $3,000 of that is dining out, making it one of the easiest areas to save money from. Most people spend over $6,800 a year on personal insurance and pensions, but many finance experts recommend spending more. Finance experts say tracking where money is going is the key to saving for unplanned expenses and a comfortable retirement.
A public health warning is in effect indefinitely for residents in Salem, Oregon, not to drink the tap water because there are too many toxins in it. Governor Kate Brown issued a state of emergency for Marion and Polk counties, and the Oregon Military Department is providing free water stations. And Andrea Constant is speaking out about the night Bill Cosby drugged and assaulted her.
My mind is saying, move your hands, kick, can you do anything? I don't want this. Why is this person doing this? And me not being able to do react in any specific way. So I was limp. I was a limp noodle.
Cosby was found guilty on 3 counts of sexual assault in April. And finally, bride-to-be Jennifer Sullivan made a bet that the Philadelphia Eagles wouldn't win the Super Bowl. Well, they did. So as the couple were announced husband and wife at their wedding, groom Patrick Hanks got to wear his beloved Eagles jersey. Now, that's how you honor a bet.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I am hearing that Walmart has come out with a new feature.
That's right, Richard. Walmart is personalizing the shopping experience with an order by text same day delivery service. Jet Black will let shoppers order items from Walmart.com and even rival retailers. The monthly membership fee is $50. For now, it's only available in New York. Say goodbye to plastic straws. A major food service company with eateries at more than 1,000 locations across the United States is banning plastic straws and stirrers for environmental reasons. Get this, Americans use about 500 million plastic straws every day, according to one group. The Trump administration is imposing hefty steel and aluminum tariffs on major trading partners. These include the European Union, Canada, and Mexico.
And Nicole, what has the overall reaction been to this?
The initial reaction was swift and severe as these trade partners threatened tariffs to retaliate. The Canadian Prime Minister called the argument that tariffs were necessary for national security reasons an affront to Canada.
All right, we'll see how this plays out. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear wearing glasses doesn't just make you look smarter. It actually means you are smarter.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Do you wear glasses? Well, according to a new study, if you do, you are more intelligent and it's in your genes. After a cognitive test, researchers at the University of Edinburgh found that those considered to be more intelligent were nearly 30% more likely to have genes indicating they require reading glasses. The study also found intelligent people had better cardiovascular health as well. Middle-aged men who feast on meat and dairy and other high-protein foods could be putting themselves on a path to heart failure. Researchers studied more than 2,400 men, finding those with a high protein intake were more likely to develop heart failure. The only exception, those who ate mostly fish and eggs. Well, robots may soon be able to do the household chores that you hate to do, just like in the Jetsons. New software being developed out of MIT may make robot agents more able to do those chores you hate. Researchers are working to get the robots to do things like pouring a glass of water, turning on the TV, or placing a pot on a stove. Now, if they can just get them to wash the dishes and do the laundry, you'll have me at hello. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Hey, I'm with you there. Let the robots do the cleaning. Thanks, Danielle.
Time now for Royal Watch with the Sun. Let's join the legendary Arthur Edwards, the Sun's royal photographer for 40 years. He's at his home in Essex, just outside London. Arthur, welcome back.
Thank you, Richard. It's good to be back.
Meghan is officially part of the royal family. She has been bestowed with a coat of arms.
Duchess Meghan has got her own coat of arms, and she put her stamp on it. The whole right-hand side is California. Blue skies, golden poppies, and sunshine.
What is the significance or the importance of a coat of arms?
Well, when you join the royal family, you get your own coat of arms, which means, for instance, if Meghan was doing a solo trip to the United States, then on her car would be the coat of arms, her coat of arms.
Right.
If you were inside the church where they were married, all the coats of arms of all the knights are there on display.
There's been some speculation as to where Harry and Meghan will be honeymooning.
We checked out the place in Jasper in Canada where the stories were they were going, but they assure us that they're not there. And I don't think they would go there because I've been to that place with the Queen and it's very pleasant, but there's nothing for them to do. I think it will be Africa. I mean, that's where they really got to know each other so well. So I figure that's where they'll go.
Arthur, as ever, marvellous. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. See you soon.
A recent episode of CTV's The Loop in Canada showed a home cook washing their chicken before cooking it, which has prompted Health Canada to reiterate that they advise against doing so. For years, we've been told to rinse poultry. In the 50s, The Joy of Cooking said to do it. Julia Child said to do it. Even Martha Stewart recipes call for it. But according to public health officials, rinsing your chicken actually risks spreading bacteria because even cleaning your sink afterwards might not be enough. Keith Warner, a food science professor at the University of Guelph, says cooking your chicken properly is all that's needed to kill any potentially dangerous bacteria. So to recap, Health Canada advises against rinsing your poultry. The FDA advises against it. Even the UK's Food Standards Agency advises against it. And still, the message just isn't getting through. So I think we can all stop rinsing our chicken. Now let's go to Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 in Phoenix. She has this week's Life Hacks. Hi, Andrea. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Kristen, this week's life hacks. First one up, a car hack for you. When you get those grimy, dirty bugs on the front of your car, the best way to clean them, a dryer sheet. You can get them off quickly and it won't scratch the car. Next up, we'll stick with the car theme. A toothbrush is a perfect tool to get all the dirt and grime that's trapped inside your seats, especially if you have little ones in the car and they spill and there's crumbs. It will clean it like new. And lastly, here is a hack for us ladies. Cleaning those curling irons and flat irons, hydrogen peroxide will do the trick. Just put some on a towel, slightly warm up the curling iron, and run that towel over it, and it will start to clean it, and it will look like new. Those are your life hacks this week. Kristen, back to you.
Well, as always, all good stuff. Thanks, Andrea.
The family of a Florida man killed by police has been awarded a verdict their lawyer called an insult. Gregory Hill Jr. was shot by a sheriff's deputy responding to a noise complaint. Jurors awarded the family $4, but they found the sheriff's office 1% liable, meaning the family received 4 cents for his death. So it was a jury deliberated for 10 hours over this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to have been in that. I'd love to have seen how that conversation played out because it's so odd and it is so clearly insulting. But above all, it's crazy.
And it really is like a slap in the face. This family has been through so much in the, you know, when the standoff went down between this man and the sheriff's deputies, his daughter was actually across the street and saw the whole thing.
He was in a garage playing loud music. He was listening to Drake. The police got called for a noise complaint. And as he opened the garage, they shot through the garage.
And then when he was found, after being shot, they found him with a gun that was in his back pocket. It was not loaded. It's tough. It's tough for the family, of course, and I guess you can just hope and pray that they're going to be okay. Okay, well, in lighter news, breaking up is hard to do, but scientists think they've found a solution. Psychologists studied a group of newly single people. They were put in groups that were told to use different strategies to get over the breakup. So the researchers found the most successful group focused on the least positive traits of their ex. Now, Richard, I happen to be an expert on this topic.
You've been dropped a number of times.
I kissed many a frogs before I found my prince, is all I'm saying.
Oh, that is a very negative appraisal, isn't it? You think of your ex-boyfriends as frogs.
Absolutely. I found from personal experience, focusing on the bad stuff about your ex, like when you get all like, oh, I miss him so much, and then you're like, oh, wait, he cheated on me. Oh, wait, I had to snoop through his phone all the time. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It helps.
Did you snoop through the phone?
I hate to say it, but most girls do.
It's the beginning of the end. I've only been dumped once, which I told you before, was when I worked in McDonald's.
McDonald's, the girl at McDonald's,
She came to order some food, and then she dumped me whilst buying a Big Mac.
Yes, she did.
I mean, and I did miss her for quite a while. What I should have done is negatively appraise her.
Oh, yeah.
As the type of person who's willing to dump a boyfriend whilst ordering a strawberry milkshake, right? That speaks ill of any human.
Who does that?
I mean, right.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 46 Charlotte, one former educator wants to make sure teachers in underserved schools have the supplies they need. So Rakia Reeve started the Kid 101 Resource Center in Salisbury, North Carolina. It gives free school supplies to teachers at Title I schools. She says her goal is to equip teachers and empower students. And Rakia says many teachers need help themselves. Teachers can spend between $500 and $2,000 out of their own salary on school supplies for their students. In our second story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, one trauma psychologist at the Hazelden Betty Ford Treatment Center understands firsthand the struggle veterans go through when they return to civilian life. Don Elvert fought in Vietnam and was awarded 3 Purple Hearts. But when he came home, he went down the path of addiction. But Don was able to overcome his own struggles, and now he's been helping other vets do the same for the past 26 years. And in our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, the Troy Police Department has a new recruit reporting for duty, a kitten named Pofficer Donut. And she's quickly become a social media star. Sergeant Megan Lehman runs the Troy PD social media pages, and she says the adorable kitten helps them reach out to the community and show that police officers are human too. And she added that building their follower count has important public safety consequences.
The more followers that we get on this fun stuff, then when we have something informational, we're reaching more people with that.
And we hope Pofficer Donut continues to protect and serve.
A woman in New York is facing a $1 million lawsuit for writing a negative review online. Michelle Levine posted a lengthy review on several sites after seeing Dr. June Song. In the review, she listed numerous complaints, including accusing the doctor of performing unnecessary procedures, charging the insurance company sky-high prices, and calling it a poor and crooked business practice. It's very interesting, this case, because the headline is someone's being sued for writing a review. You think, well, how can that happen? Right. First Amendment, free speech. But the truth is, free speech has its limitations, or at least you're free to say things, but you may well get a backlash. If she just said the doctor did a poor job, that's her opinion.
Yeah.
As soon as you use words like crooked, you're getting into new territory.
Right. And reviews are everything.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime I do anything, I look up reviews now.
Yeah.
You know, and so this really can have, you know, quite the ripple effect. So I'm not saying what this woman did was right. However, suing for $1 million when this woman has already come out of pocket $20,000.
That's just aggressive, isn't it?
It is.
Sue her for $1 million. but it is an interesting lesson in where opinion strays into something far more dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. The doctor's attorney did release a statement. So in part, it reads, while everyone is entitled to their opinion, outright lies masquerading as reviews can inflict serious damage to a medical practice or small business.
Okay.
Well, you've heard of a bucket list, right? Everybody has. Well, there's a new trend for women, and it's called a pre-baby bucket list. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Women setting goals for themselves and doing things they want to do before having their first child. So this is really cool, I think. You know, some things on a new baby bucket list, or pre-baby bucket list, might be do yoga in India. You know what I mean? Go skydiving.
Yeah, I think this idea is profoundly sad.
Why?
I just think it's an acknowledgement that all the fun ends when you have a baby. It's like, get it out the way, and then you're done.
Well, I mean, it depends on how your spin on it. It could also mean on just like owning and accepting who you are and wanting to celebrate who you are in that way before the next natural chapter comes.
A chapter that's less adventurous.
Stop it.
Okay, a new study into coffee focuses on how it impacts people during group activities. And one of the findings was drinking coffee makes people like you more.
It's true.
And also make people more focused as well, which you would expect because that's what caffeine does. It's a stimulant. But somehow coffee drinkers were evaluated. Their performance was evaluated more positively because they were drinking coffee, which I can't quite join those dots, but that's what the study, that's what came out.
Now, I, as a coffee drinker myself, I can honestly say I try not to be a coffee snob. Yeah. The second someone says they don't drink coffee, I'm kind of like, it's the same look I give someone when they have an Android phone.
Do you know what I mean?
And again, good people drink tea and have Androids. I'm not saying bad people, but it's just one of those things in coffee culture.
Coffee doesn't make me like other people more. It makes me like the world more when I drink it in the morning after one of my not infrequent hangovers. The unemployment rate in the US is 3.8%, the lowest level since 2000, and some workers are willing to pick up and move if an opportunity arises in a specific city. A new report by the chief economist at the Glassdoor ranks cities that are attracting the most candidates willing to relocate. San Jose, California ranks third on that list, and the top company for out-of-town applicants is Google. 6.9% of the job applications for San Jose are from people who don't live there. Number two is New York City. 8.4% of the job seekers applying are willing to move for a job there. The company for the top out-of-town applicants in the Big Apple is JP Morgan Chase. And the city that tops the list, San Francisco. 12.4% of the people applying for a job there are willing to relocate. Facebook is the biggest draw for out-of-town applications. The study found all the cities attracting workers had one thing in common: established companies that offer a good salary and benefits for its employees.
A 9-year-old boy sold $6,000 worth of lemonade in just 2 hours, all to raise money for his baby brother. Andrew Emery wants to use the money to help his parents pay medical bills for his infant brother Dylan, who suffers from a rare neurological condition. Andrew said, "I'm going to spend it on doctor's bills and stuff, and buy him a teddy bear too." While Andrew was home with family in South Carolina, his parents were with Dylan at a Pittsburgh hospital where he was seeking treatment. Mom Melissa couldn't be more proud of Andrew. She said, "It's really hard to explain to a 9-year-old what's happening. From the minute he found out he was going to be a big brother, he was in love with it. I see every day that he's special, and now everybody else can too." Well, we certainly agree he's a very special little boy. Serena Williams may have 23 Grand Slam titles to her name, but that hasn't stopped the tennis star from continuing to push the boundaries of her career. Williams just launched her own clothing line, appropriately called Serena. And she says she wants her clothes to empower and motivate women to be their best selves. Many pieces feature the letter S. Yes, for Serena, but Williams said she wants each woman to find her own S word. She hopes many will pick success. And Williams stressed she wants her clothes to be versatile and practical. All items range in price from $35 to $250. This isn't Williams' first foray into fashion. She's previously collaborated with the Home Shopping Network and Nike, too, on capsule collections. But now she finally felt ready to take full creative control herself. You know, while she was competing, she actually was going to fashion school at the same time. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
she can do it all. Game of Thrones is one of the most popular shows on TV, and Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine has the inside scoop on how you can experience those beautiful landscapes for yourself. So, Liz, I hear you're taking us to Eastern Europe today.
That's right, Kristen. While Game of Thrones will not return for its highly anticipated final season until 2019, I have a way fans can get a taste of Westeros. Did you know that you can see some of the stunning real-life locations of George R.R. Martin's fantasy world in Croatia? Like the Iron Throne, Croatia has been coveted for centuries. One look and it's easy to see why. We set our scene in Dubrovnik. Croatia's old walled city on the Adriatic coast. Walking the ancient wall is a great way to get a view into the town below. A maze of red-roofed buildings, courtyards, and marble streets. Perfect setting for a fantasy series, right? Well, in town, you can actually take the Game of Thrones walking tour to see the sights of King's Landing, climb to an 11th century castle overlooking Blackwater Bay, and even walk in the footsteps of Cersei Lannister and Arya Stark. Back to you.
Well, sounds like a super fan's dream. Thanks, Liz.
That is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. Americans are paying more for their cars than ever before. Why experts say monthly payments have hit an all-time high. Plus, a new study that could give people a completely new way to experience dreams. And the unbelievable story of a six-year-old boy who has rescued over 1,000 dogs from high-kill shelters. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.